My name is Carolyn Bomarito, and I'm a member of the Centering Circle. We typically have an average of about a dozen people in attendance on Saturday mornings. Anyone is welcome to join us, whether they attend human or not, and even if they practice a different form of silent meditation than most of us. The form that most of us do practice in the circle, however, is called centering prayer. But some people just call it centering, and that's what I'm going to call it for the rest of the time I'm talking here. We are half meditation circle and half small group ministry. My goal today is to give you enough of an introduction to centering so that you can try it out yourself and get a feel for it this morning. Because we want you to hear from many group members, this introduction has to be very brief and by no means can tell you the whole story. It would likely bore you to tears if I even tried, because listening to talks about meditation is a really good cure for insomnia. So let me set the context for and introduce you briefly to how to do centering. Should you pursue it further, please see me or another group member after the service. There are many different types of meditation, and people practice them for various reasons. The purpose of centering is to teach a way to practice letting go of thoughts in order to experience mind on a deeper level than we normally do. We might end up feeling more relaxed, and our blood pressure might go down, but these are not the main reasons why we do it. We do it to explore the depths of our own minds or being. During the moments when we succeed in letting go of thoughts, we clear away the mental clutter that normally blocks our awareness of this deeper part of our minds. You might experience these moments of clarity as union with something you consider divine, or as a deeper and somehow more real and whole sense of self, or it might just feel like deep peace. In my opinion, these are merely different perspectives on very similar experiences. All of these perspectives have their place, and in honor of that, sometimes we use theistic language, secular language, all kinds of language in our group, and it's all fine. Many types of silent meditation, including centering, seek to train the mind to uncover that deeper part of yourself. But the approach centering takes to this is different than most. We don't focus our attention on any objects or thoughts, like you may know people focus on the breath or a candle, things like that. It's not about focusing attention, but on cultivating the intention to go underneath the cluttered state of mind that the Buddhists call monkey mind. So our intention is to let all things go over and over again throughout our meditation period. So here are your brief instructions. To help us release our attention on thoughts, we use a tool called a sacred word. Today, I'm going to suggest, for simplicity's sake, that we all use the same word, love. If you choose to do this practice regularly, you can choose whatever word you like later. During our practice period shortly, we will all begin by saying mentally to ourselves a few times, love. Gently, softly. You might want to coordinate it with your breath. But most of us will not say it for the whole time. Instead, it will probably fall away naturally at some point. Then, when we once again catch ourselves thinking, we will bring back the word love. Think of the word love as a windshield wiper that you can use to help you wipe away any thoughts that come up. And thoughts will come up no matter what kind of meditation you are doing. Having thoughts does not mean you are failing. Just bring the word love back to mind to remind you to let go, and then do it again the next time and the next. Now, I do not mean to imply that you must experience periods of peace, unity, or a sense of deeper self to consider yourself successful at centering. You just need to keep trying your best to remember to use your word to let your thoughts go. You are building a new mental muscle by continuing to try this. That's it in a nutshell. As we go into the meditation period in a few minutes, I will just repeat those directions very quickly and simply. Okay, and there's one more thing I want to say. Thoughts don't just mean verbal thoughts. Thoughts are any perceptions that come up and snag you into focusing your attention on them. It could be words, but also feelings, mental images, bodily sensations such as itches, or memories, plans, colors, patterns, or spiritual experiences, like if you imagine that you have just sat down with the Buddha or Jesus and you're having a chat. Okay, that's a thought. We let it go. Also, know that having a thought-free mind is rarely achieved for more than a very brief period. In fact, it might just last a few nanoseconds, and you might not even be aware of it. This is normal and perfectly okay. And remember, it's really the practice of letting go of thoughts over and over again that is most important.
Good morning again. Imagine, if you will, in your mind's eye, an electric blue light rising up from the east and coming towards the sanctuary. It stops just in front of the windows, and from there, it circles around the sanctuary to the south, the west, the north, and back to the east, creating a space safe and secure and filling the sanctuary with light flowing among us and between us, so that at this time and in this place, we may come together in sacred space, in perfect love and perfect trust. Lo, together, may we see across the great abyss.
In our group, we borrow a way to ease ourselves into meditation from our friends who practice mindfulness, and this is called a body scan. So I invite you to close your eyes, straighten up your posture, feet flat on the floor, unless you're short, you can't reach the floor. Take a few deep breaths, and then imagine your awareness as being focused around the top of your head, and then just let it start to float down through your skull, the back of your skull, your brain, your eyes, your nose, your teeth, lips, gums, chin, down through your neck, down to your shoulders, and then let your awareness float down through your both arms at once, upper arms, elbows, lower arms, down to the tips of your fingers. Take another couple of deep breaths and just notice what you notice. Some people feel a little tingling in their hands here, but it's fine if you do or don't. And then let your awareness float back up through your wrists, your arms, your elbows, your upper arms, your shoulders, then down through your rib cage, inside and out, maybe noticing how your back feels against the back of the chair, maybe noticing your heart and lungs, and down through your lower abdomen, down to your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, heels, tops of your feet, bottoms of your feet, including the balls of your feet, and down to your toes. Again, taking a moment to notice whatever you notice. And then you can, if you like, just let your awareness float on down through the floor and into the earth below. And now is the time when we take another few deep breaths consciously and we introduce that word that we're all using today, love, and just say it a few times to yourself, whatever seems natural, not too hurried. Let it fall away when it will. And when you catch yourself thinking, just bring back the word love. And now, let's take the next minute or so to gently bring ourselves back into normal awareness. And in a moment, Bev Jordan will read our meditation benediction.
Take courage, friends. The way is often hard. The path is never clear, and the stakes are very high. But take courage, for down, deep down, there is another truth. You are not alone.